What's up, man? Welcome to J.O. the Beat. Beat Slayer, Anchor FM, trying this new thing out. I am J.O. the Beat Slayer. I'm a hip-hop artist here in New York City. And I decided to make this for all my artists out there that want to be heard, that are struggling right now because they feel like how I feel. You know, you see where you want to be. And it seems so far. And then you feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe people are more talented. Maybe, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard to explain. With me, I feel, you know, maybe I do need better beat selection. My lyrics is good. Maybe I need to work on my flow. Maybe I need to adjust to how the times are, but then another part of me is like, you know what, fuck all that, I can just do whatever I want, I can make my own lane, I don't gotta follow anything these freaking, you know, what the media tries to make it seem like, all the top musicians, and meanwhile, there's so many other, you know, little independent musicians that make a really good living off of music that we don't even know who they are, and they travel, and they tour, and stuff like that. You know, so, but it's a struggle because when you're in the starving artist position, as myself and millions of others, you're not looking at it like the independents, because the independents are not put in your face all the time. You know, the mainstream artists are put in your face all the time. Like, for example, tomorrow's the Grammys. I'm in New York City and it's gonna be at Madison Square Garden, and I've decided I'm gonna go over there. I'm going to go over there. I mean, of course, I'm probably not going to be able to go inside the Grammys. But I want to go over there and I want to feel that energy, you know. I remember I went to they had like the MTV Awards at the Barclays a couple years ago. And, you know, just to be out there with that, you know, just to see artists trying to like, you know, sell their music and just people out just trying, because they know there's gonna be a lot of people out there just trying to, you know, hustle and, you know, sell what they got and whatnot. Like, it was dope. It was good to be around. I seen Tyga, the dude, the rapper Tyga. He was like on a motorbike or whatever. He was doing popping wheelies and stuff. Like, it looked cool, you know what I mean? Like, he like, I'm in Brooklyn, you know, motorbike, doing popping wheelies. Everyone looked like, it was just a crazy energy, and it was beautiful outside, and, you know, I'm interested of how it's going to be when I go there tomorrow. So, that's going to be interesting. I'm going to Atlanta in March. Oh, let me talk about myself. You know, y'all don't even know who I am, anything about me. J.O. B. Slay, follow me on Instagram, YouTube. YouTube probably be the best because you can scroll all the way down and then work your way up and you can kind of get an idea of the kind of artist I am. I started rapping a long time ago, but my first YouTube video dates back to 2009. So it's almost been 10 years since I did my first YouTube video. Yeah, I know. We'll talk about that later. But I do have about 60 videos online. It's not like I did one video and waited. You know, I have been very consistent. Yeah, I've been on BET 106 in Park. I won. That's what a lot of people know me for that 1 week that I beat this guy. It's online, Interstate Facts, whatever. J.O. the Beat Slayer versus him. So that's online. You can check that out if you really want to see me battle. And you know, since then I've been on my grind, I guess. A lot of trial and error. I'm at the point where I'm probably the most knowledgeable, and I know exactly what I want and what I want to do. And I feel like I actually got it now. Like I kind of understand like what I have to do now. You know, took me about 10 years to realize it, you know, but still, you never know. I mean, I still feel like, about myself. So, yeah, that's me. And, hit me up. Let me know how you feel about this, clip. Peace. So, the starving artists, I'm here. I don't even know how this works. I hear people, I've listened to other people's podcast or anchors, whatever you want to call it. I can't go more than 5 minutes. I don't know why. I want to put like laughs and shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to put my own music in the back. I don't know how to do that. I'm a starving artist, man. I don't know shit, man. I'm fucking starving. Starving artist. Yeah, man. I see all these artists. They freaking... It's like, how the fuck... How the fuck y'all go from YouTube and Instagram to the fucking stage? How? I'm a starving artist. I don't understand. I understand. I do. But it's... I see it happening for me. I do see it happening for me, you know? I just need to probably make one of that probably just need to make that song, you know, that, you know, that high energy, I'm the fucking starving artist, man. What's up, my people? It's Jail the Beast Slayer, starving artist. 6 something in the morning. Smoked a blunt, trying to go back to sleep. I'm watching YouTube videos. I'm unemployed. I'm living off a freaking loan right now. So screwed. Just hope I blow up this year. Because I don't want to work, you know. Got fired. That's why they call me the starving artist, man. Putting all my money into this one video. It's coming out probably next week. It's done by like a movie crew. Like I'm really going really, like I figured like I need the best visuals and the best promotions. So, oh man, my eyes hurt. What the fuck. So I'm gonna rap something so y'all can hear that I'm good. Let me rap something, yo. I'm in my bag, I'm in the lab. All my mix CDs, I threw them in the trash. What's the point to have them if I never had the guts to sell them, no dwelling, let's leave it in the past. People now, who they are, all I see is mass. I'm just going through lines, it's an easy pass. I don't need to ask questions, know the answers. I've been blessed with good jeans, can't hold my pants up. Heard of all this music driving by. They made it for nothing, now why not I? Humble, but sometimes I will crumble you inside. Cause pride is a devil in disguise. Rebel when no gun is time passes. Watching these rappers define massive attention. Drive traffic gone backwards. I'm going a different direction that it should be. You know, my tooth hurts, man. I can't finish it. But you get the idea. I'm in so much pain. My tooth hurts. My teeth all fucked up, man. I really gotta go to the dentist and get this shit checked out, man. I don't like the dentist and I don't want to pay no money. Think I'm about to try to go to sleep right now, man. Starving artist signing out. Hit me up. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Peace. So, in the back, you're listening to this song I have. Lower it down. It's called All My Friends, My Enemies. It's on SoundCloud, iTunes, all that. Jail the Beast Slayer, All My Friends, My Enemies. The reason I made this song is because a lot of my friends or so-called friends do not support me at all. You know, they're so wrapped up in their worlds and their beliefs that they don't understand that if they support me in this big, huge thing, that it could help them out as well. It's basically inspired by my so-called best friend. I mean, I say that very loosely because I don't. The definition of a best friend is someone that you would think that's with you all the time, but he's not. Like, he's actually probably the exact opposite of how I am. But he's always been very self-centered in his own success. And he's been very crucial as like financially, you know, because he is successful himself. He's helped me out tremendously financially. And, you know, he got me a little studio. And I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? He's helped me out in that way. But the big picture is that he doesn't really care. He doesn't think it's even... thinks I'm wasting my time. You don't see any future. And now he's, like, into all these conspiracy theories. So he's, like, really thinks the world's going to end every day. So it's just terrible energy for me to be around. I have another friend. He's a producer. He doesn't work. He has all the time in the world. And he's someone I've known about 20 years. And, you know, I got a little studio in my crib. He can come make beats all day. And I invite him. And, you know, I tell him, like, let's go. Let's get this, you know, let's make something happen. And nothing. He never comes over. He doesn't make any beats. He always got an excuse. You know, he says that he's sick. He's sick. Mind you, he does have a medical condition. But it's not to the point where he can't function. You know, he lays in his bed all day, smokes weed all day with a bunch of little kids. And he's just another person that's a terrible energy. He doesn't do shit, and he has no positive outlook on him changing his life. He refuses to change. Then I have other friends that tell me, "Oh, well, I'll go to your shows, but there's not enough people there." Like, what kind of shit is that? Don't even make no sense. Why would you tell somebody that? You know, I have a director that just decided not to do my videos. He just decided not to do them. And then I got a little heated and I cursed him out, you know. But besides all that, this is why this song is so important. I think people are going to like this song. The video is going to be like a movie. And maybe y'all support me, man, because people that I don't know that are not my friends support me more than my own fucking friends. So, are they really my friends? I don't know. Check me out, JL the Beat Slayer. Video coming soon. Google me. I'm out this bitch, the starving artist.